USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Government officials and business leaders say they may never know the full economic impact of the traveler ban on border communities in Canada and Mexico that had been in place since March of 2020. 8 souls lost their lives on Friday at a music festival in Houston, Texas, the Astro World Music Festival. An estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. The push triggered a panic. NASA is reporting an asteroid the size of the Eiffel Tower is heading towards a close encounter with Earth in December, but there is no need to panic, as the U.S. Space Agency's asteroid tracker says that the potentially hazardous rock will pass within 2.4 million miles of Earth on December 11th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Biden's vaccine mandates, which is not a law as Congress never went there, have some organizers ready to push a jobs walkout.
What's said to be a massive nationwide strike against vaccine mandates will take place this week, starting in Los Angeles today. The walkout involving people from various industries such as trucking and telecom, air and rail transport workers, although not federally allowed to go on strike due to the Railway Labor Act, plan to protest anonymously. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to take part in what's being described as a four-day nationwide walkout. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
An unnamed suspected serial killer linked to 6 recent homicides in Missouri and Kansas was arrested by authorities on a federal weapons charge Friday. The 25-year-old man has not yet been charged in any of the slayings, but at least one prosecutor has reported the suspect was arrested with the gun allegedly used in the crimes. The killings took place between September and late October in St. Louis and Kansas City areas. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After Friday's passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, economist Steve Forbes on Newsmax warns Americans about the social spending bill that has zero Republican support. This is just the beginning of a massive wealth tax, he says, and giving the IRS the powers to go and see everything you do, everything you buy, to make sure you're not getting too wealthy.
Well, the markets are popping because I think they think that this is a terrible bill, the Biden bill, Biden spending bill, is going to somehow be derailed. What happened on Friday, I think, should disabuse the markets of that, that they could push this thing through. No, a tax credit normally meant in the real world that you could take a deduction on your income taxes.
Right.
However, in this world, it is a payment. And so if you don't have the qualified income to get the tax credit, by golly, they'll send you a check. So it's $3,600, upwards of over $4,000 per child per year. And that is just the beginning. And that's why they put a one-year timetable on it. They know that when it comes up next year, it'll be passed again, and it will be expanded like these entitlements usually are.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing they want to slip in this bill. So don't pay attention to that top line, $1.75 billion. It could be $2.
Right.
They know what they're doing. They're passing this stuff in, and they know it's going to explode in the future upwards.
Mr. Forbes warned the passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill sneaked in social tax and spend programs like wealth and death taxes that penalized unrealized gains. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.